from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Jersey lawmakers have sent a measure to the governor's desk that would toughen penalties for residential home burglaries. The bill, which passed both houses unanimously, establishes two offenses, residential burglary and home invasion burglary. Residential burglary would be a second-degree crime, while first-degree home invasion burglary would apply when someone uses a deadly weapon or threatens bodily injury during a break-in. Conviction of either would carry stiff penalties. Once Governor Murphy signs it into law, it will take effect immediately. The holiday gift-giving season is right around the corner, and the gift cards people received last year may be collecting dust.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says 43% of Americans have at least one unused gift card.
The average amount per person is $244, which adds up to a staggering $27 billion nationwide.
Rossman says the results of Bankrate's gift card survey are a stark reminder that gift cards represent real money. He suggests people collect their unused cards and treat themselves to something nice or buy a gift for someone on their holiday list. He also says some websites out there will buy unused gift cards for about 70% of their face value. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The vice presidential debate will be tomorrow night at the CBS Broadcast Center in New York City. And unlike the presidential debate, the VP candidates will have their microphones on at all times. CBS News announcing the rules on Friday. Both candidates, Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz, agreed. CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell and Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan will moderate. A proposed law in the New Jersey legislature says public colleges and universities have to post the syllabus of every class online. Bill Friend, a professor at Rowan University, says he supports the intent of the bill, but there are obstacles involved.
As someone who's taught over 30 years, I can tell you I'm always changing my syllabi.
And the sponsor of the measure says his primary goal is to make sure that students know exactly which books and materials they need ahead of time. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Things turn brighter midweek. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Wow, the last day of September. What a month of weather, right? Even with our recent bout of wet, miserably unsettled weather, this will go down as one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. Today's rain chance limited to an isolated sprinkle. It'll stay mostly cloudy with some glimmers of blue sky. High temperatures this afternoon around 70 degrees, give or take. Lots of clouds and patchy fog possible tonight with lows around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool with a few showers around, highs 65 to 70. We finally hit the turning point on Wednesday, becoming drier and brighter with mostly to partly cloudy skies. High temperatures on Wednesday hovering near 70 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown is 67, Ewing is 68, Turnersville is 67. Weather brought to you by MyPillow. For a limited time, get a standard MyPillow for only $14.98. Don't miss out on the amazing deal. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey to get a huge discount on all MyPillow products.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.